The Warrior Soul Podcast is written, edited, and produced by me, Chris Albert. Our mission is to provide tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that help the U.S. military veteran community to show up as the wisest, strongest, most capable versions of themselves in the civilian world. If you're not a veteran, stick around because anything we talk about will most certainly apply to you as well. This podcast is made possible with the help of F-Bomb Nutrition. They make delicious packets of fats that you can carry around anywhere with you in little portable packets. They make macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with coconut butter. They're absolutely delicious, and they're really good for you. They don't have any sugar. They also make a lot of cheese snacks. They make meat sticks, and it's just a great company. These guys send packages of this stuff to the troops who are on the front lines overseas to supplement their MREs, and we didn't ask them to do that. They just did that on their own initiative. Really great company. If you want to get 20% off your first order of F-bombs, head over to www.droppingfbomb.com and use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout. This podcast is also brought to you with the help of Save the Brave. SaveTheBrave.org is a 501c3 charity for veterans. They run camaraderie events that include fishing, golfing. They also do a lot of work with Gold Star families. And unlike a lot of other organizations, their board doesn't take a salary. Really great organization that is doing amazing work. So go and check them out at SaveTheBrave.org. With that, thank you guys so much. Let's get into today's programming. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast. You know, whenever you are in a situation where you are feeling like you're stuck, like you're feeling like you have not been able to connect with yourself, that you have not been able to connect with your community, that you have an obstacle in front of you that you just feel like you can't get over. One of the big fallacies that we undertake as human beings is that we believe that somehow the answer should just manifest itself in our brains, right? We think that the answer should just pop up. And if we're not doing the right thing, it's because we're stupid, we're dumb, we can't figure it out. And the reality is this: you're not stupid, you're not dumb, you're just ignorant. And what do I mean by ignorant? It's not willful ignorance. It's just things that you haven't learned yet. And the mistake that we make is that we stop learning. We stop trying to go out there and trying to figure out the answers to the questions that we have. Here's the deal. When you become an adult, you don't magically get all the answers in your head, right? You either learn from experience or you learn from being taught. And the problem is that if you learn from experience, what tends to happen is, well, you're going to make a lot of mistakes along the way. It's going to be a lot more of a painful experience. And this is a big reason why I read. And I try to make a concerted effort to read every single day. This is a big reason why I read biographies, because if you're reading about other great people who've done amazing things with their lives, then you are going to be able to learn from their mistakes if you learn about people who've come before you. One of the great things about the military is that, you know, particularly in the Marine Corps, we get taught the stories of great Marines, Marines like Chesty Puller and Dan Daly and John Bazelon. We get taught those stories for a reason. It's because those are Marines who put everything into their work, everything into to their service. And we see what they did, and we try to emulate that as Marines. It's a legacy. And what you need to do with the other courses that you take in your life is you need to take exactly what happened to you in boot camp, and you need to bring that into your life through your own regimen, through your own curriculum. You need to build your own education, because you can go to school, you could pay thousands upon thousands of dollars for a degree, but essentially what's going to happen is they're going to teach you things that you could have learned from a book, that you could have learned on your own, that you could have learned from not investing so much money, right? And what I'd say to all of you is this: you need to make learning part of your daily experience. Every single day, you should be trying to learn something new. You should be trying to learn about somebody who's done something that you want to do. You should be dedicating a period of time in your day that's specific to self-education. One thing I try to do every morning when I wake up is I spend the first hour of my day learning. I spend the first hour of my day reading or working on a skill that I'm trying to learn. For example, right now I'm trying to learn accounting because it's going to help me out in a lot of the business ventures that I'm doing. I've also been reading biographies every single day. I just finished The Rise of Teddy Roosevelt. Now I'm reading a book about Howard Hughes, the aviator. And if you do this, what I'm telling you is this: you will have less times in your life where you're running into periods of time where you don't know what to do. Reading will help to keep you from ever being surprised. And that's something that General Mattis said. He'll never be surprised on a battlefield because he's read everything he could. Read every single chance you get. Read as much as possible. And that is something that can really 10x your life immediately in a way that's not going to cause you to spend lots of money, that is something that's very doable, that is something that will keep giving you gifts as you go throughout your life. That's what I wanted to say to you guys today. Hope that makes sense. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to the Warrior Soul Podcast. I know I've been putting very quick episodes up as of late. It's because my life as of right now is pretty hectic. We're in between addresses. We're living in a temporary residence until I move out to Florida in July. And then we're going to be driving across the country. So thank you for bearing with me on this. And as always, the only thing I want from you is to share these episodes out, to let people know that the Warrior Soul Podcast exists. And if you can, head over to iTunes and write us a written rating and review. That is the best thing you could do for this movement at the moment, is to help us to spread it. So we'll be back at you later on this week with some more awesome content. And get out there and live your best lives while you can. This is Chris Albert, and I am out.